This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Nissan studio, the great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, too, and around the world, and to a place called England right now. And I'll explain that in a minute. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country, and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and take a look at all the different things we have to offer. All right. Here's the English connection right here. Joining us from jolly old England on his way to Birmingham is Mr. Ron Edwards. Pip, pip, cheerio there, sport.
Good morning. How are you? And it's really great to speak to you all from the great nation of England. We're heading on our way to a beautiful city called Birmingham, and one of the big stories they're still continuing to squabble about is, the escape effort of Brexit. As you know, Parliament approved the Brexit, but yet at the same time they turn around and go ahead and implementing it, pretending that they have to continue to study it, even though it comprises of 95% of what was already passed by the British people when they voted for it in the first place. So, they remind me of Congress, how they continue to drag their feet when it comes to enacting what is good for the nation. Sounds very familiar, they just continue. Just like Congress, Congress is screwing around. I read about how the Republicans, at least, are trying to break in and find out what the Democrats are doing. I want to get some details on their inquiry efforts. They're trying to pretend like they're going to impeach Donald Trump, and they're using this so-called effort to continue to try to stain the reputation and turn the American people against our great president. But I think, Captain, you'll agree with me that that's not going to happen, that the Trumpster is going to win out over this, and I still predict that we're going to take the House back.
Well,
because Democrats are just full of it.
Well, we're going to take the House back because of one thing. There are 35 congressmen and women that are in districts that are in red states where they are literally hanging by a thread, and the public opinion in those 35 districts is not in their favor right now. And if they go ahead and bring this to a vote, an impeachment vote, then the House of Representatives, they can kiss their seats goodbye. I will practically almost guarantee it, flat out guarantee it, because the public sentiment is such that that's not what they want in these districts that they represent. So consequently, and the other thing is, Rom, they have not brought home the bacon. They've not brought home anything or done anything to help their constituents out. Nothing, nada, zip, zero.
Absolutely. They haven't brought home the bacon. They haven't brought home any good ideas. And by the way, the government that governs less governs best. And if they would just take their big fat rear ends out of the way and allow this this economy to be exercised by free people to go ahead and do what they do best, and create wealth through their work and through their efforts, instead of needing to rely on them to bring home the bacon. It's bringing home the bacon is not what it's supposed to be about, by the way. And but I get what you're saying. They're not governing on behalf of the people. And by the way, whether they man up or woman up and choose to impeach or not, they can still kiss their smooch up and kiss their seats goodbye. It's over. They've created nothing but havoc, and more people are getting tired of it. Even many Democrats are saying, you know what, enough of this madness. We can do better than this. And so I see good things ahead because of the asinine behavior of the Democrats. Sometimes things have to get so bad and so stupid and so crazy so that the people will say, hey, wait a minute, this is too far. And it's like a slap across the face to wake them up, and that's what's happening here.
Now, what are you hearing over in England from the people over there? Are they laughing at us over there for what's going on with our Congress, or are
no,
they?
No. Many of the people that I've met, the great people I've met, they're not laughing at us because they, you know, like I said, they can relate with their own parliament and what things are happening here, and a lot of the people here are in favor of Trump, and most of the people that I've talked to. They like Mr. Boris Johnson. They appreciate his effort to get them out of this EU situation and many other ideas. He has a lot of great ideas. I heard a few talks of his the other night at Parliament, and he spoke of more than the Brexit. And no, they're not laughing, at least the people that I know. They're not laughing at us. They have empathy because, you know, they point at our Congress. They've got three fingers pointing back at their parliament, and so we're both dealing with a really asinine situation. So, we the people of both nations will clean it up.
Well, yesterday when the 24 congressmen led by Steve Scalise and the likes of Matt Gaetz and whatnot came in the door, walked in the door, right out the back door went Adam Schiff as fast as he could go with his witness. And, I mean, they were gone.
Oh, man.
They were gone right out the back door because they didn't want any confrontation or anything like that. And we've since found out that the witness didn't give him anything to run with, and all these little bits and pieces and the smidgets of information that we're hearing that are coming out of Schiff's committee, which we're not supposed to hear, I might add, are only parts of the entire conversation, which if they said the entire conversation, it would change. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We're coming right back. We've got Ron Edwards on the line. He's over in Birmingham, England, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Aristotle's law of identity states, A is A, a thing is what it is. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the leftist mission to destroy societal norms and to do away with God's simple creation of both male and female was highlighted recently at West Point High School in West Point, Virginia, where administrators forced educators to refer to transgender students by their evolving pronoun. One teacher, Peter Blamey, said that he would simply call all the students by their names to avoid slipping up. One day, Mr. Blamey's students were walking around the classroom wearing virtual reality goggles. A transgender student was about to crash, and Blamey shouted out, "Hey, don't let her hit the wall." The student got angry, withdrew from his class, and school officials eventually fired him, saying that he had ignored his boss's orders. Peter Blamey is now suing his former leftist employers for violating his right to speak freely and to exercise his religion, among other claims. Also, an injunction that would keep school officials from punishing other teachers for referring to students based on their biological sex. Hopefully, Mr. Blamey will win his lawsuit against the government school gender Nazis who seek to transgenderize society into massive identity confusion. I'm Ron Edwards. Visit theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards over in jolly old England, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, the website, mossnissan.com. But I'm driving a brand new Nissan Murano, available at Moss Nissan, and it's definitely a cut above what I've driven before in terms of SUVs. Now, if you're like me and you enjoy driving a sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover on the right side of the highway, then this is the one to have. Now, Nissan CVT transmission and powerful V6 engine give you plenty of get-up-and-go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out, and that 30 miles to the gallon isn't too shabby either that I'm getting for all miles traveled in and out of the city and out on the highway. Now, every new Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care maintenance program featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. Now, remember, only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders, all active or retired, and our 911 operators, too. Preferred pricing on all new and used vehicles. And there's no better program for those who serve. So take advantage and tell your friends. Go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, mossnissan.com. Locations at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River, and the all-new Moss Nissan North Tampa, located at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, Moss Nissan in North Tampa. All right, back to Ron Edwards, who's in merry old England right now, traveling along the highways. By the way, what side of the road are you on, sir?
The wrong side.
Yeah, see, that's why you wouldn't be driving over there. Yeah,
I can. Oh, man.
Yeah, that takes some getting used to, I'll tell you. And at least with the steering wheel, when you drive one of those vehicles that's made over there, you're sitting on the right side of the car, but you're on the wrong side of the highway to drive over here, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, when I first got in, I was, just automatically I'm reaching for the pedal and, you know, just had this like a phantom reaction. Oh, my God, I got to hit the brakes. We're on the wrong side, you know. But, yeah, you get used to it. But, yeah, it's kind of startling at first when you first get in and you're on the wrong side of the street.
All
but,
right.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
Well, we've been talking some politics, and I think we'll change gears a little bit right now. The president yesterday lifted the sanctions on Turkey and made the ceasefire permanent. Now, part of this is because of a major deal that was halted. The United States was in the process of buying $100 billion of steel from Turkey. And he had raised the steel tariffs back up to 50% about a month or so ago and imposed new sanctions on three senior Turkish officials in an effort to get them to back off their invasion and all that sort of stuff. And now that's off the table now. So now they're back to square one with the $100 billion trade deal with Turkey. And it looks like that'll go through.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's the smart thing to do in the long run. I don't think that Turkey has a history of being trustworthy in the long run. And the last time I checked, we're trying to rebuild our own steel industry, and for us to be purchasing that amount of steel from Turkey just to convince them to make nice, I don't know if that's the best thing for the long run. But maybe he knows something I don't know. Obviously he does, but it doesn't seem, from my vantage point, to be the wise thing to do for the long run.
Well, we're buying it cheap. Maybe we're going to resell it to Mexico and make a profit.
Yeah, that'll work, huh?
Yeah, we'll get a big hole out of it.
Yeah. Mexico's trying to rebuild their steel industry, too, if they ever had one. But anyway, I just don't I don't trust them. And I have reason not to trust Turkey. We've been very trusting in our government of other nations too long and too many times, and I think it's not wise, but history will hopefully prove me wrong on this one.
Now, do they follow baseball over there?
Baseball, I haven't heard anything about our major leagues. In fact, how are my Yankees doing?
Your Yankees are done, and it's now Houston.
Oh.
It's now Houston versus Washington, the Washington Nationals. And Washington went down to Houston to play the first two games of the World Series and won them both. They're up 2-0. They go back to Washington for the next three games.
I did say that this is much earlier in the season. I told someone if Washington makes it to the series, I think they could take it unless the Yankees made it. And since my Yanks are not there, it will be Washington.
Well,
Houston's a good team. They've got Verlander and all that, but they're going to lose it.
It's been 92 years or something like that since Washington was even in the World Series, and I mean, they're going nuts. They got pennant fever, they got World Series fever, they got it all going in D.C., and it's kind of neat to see when a city gets excited like that.
It is. It's a great festive atmosphere. You kind of take your mood off of the stuff at the Pimple Palace in Washington D.C., the Capitol building. It kind of gets your mind off of things for a few days. But yeah, go Washington, and hope they do well.
Now, we're getting a lot of discussion here about did we do the right thing? Did President Trump do the right thing in Syria? Did we bail out on our neighbors? Are we going to have this big bloodbath people are talking about? And so far, it looks like the answer to all of that is no, we're not going to have a big bloodbath. Yes, we apparently did do the right thing because we weren't going to stay there forever. And even the Kurds knew that one. We'll just see what happens. So what do you think about all this? And by the way, what are you hearing from England about the people there? What do they think about this?
Not much, but I think, you know, when it first happened, my knee-jerk reaction was, oh, my goodness, what is he doing? What is he doing? Hey, which way do we go here? But then when you think about it, okay, we were not built to be the world's policeman. We were to be the world's butt-kicker if we have to be. But we were not meant to be the world's policeman. And the Kurds and the Turkeys, you know, all those people, they've been fighting for centuries longer than we have been in existence.
That's right.
Region,
okay? That's right. That's right.
And so it is not, they've got to learn how to be human and work things out for themselves. And by the way, all of the Kurds were not on our side.
Right.
People think that, oh, it's just blinking. We just turn our back against the Kurds. And, you know, but see, people have to study history. They have to break things down. There are different sects or divisions amongst the Kurds. And so, you know, look into things, folks, before you turn against Trump and say, oh, look what he did. No, he did the right thing. Once again, thank you, President Trump.
Are you wearing your
makeup? I would rather that they come home. And I understand you're going to tell me about the laws, but I would rather that they be home guarding our southern border.
How about that? Well, the thing on the southern border is we can be there, but our guns have to be pointed towards the border, not in the border.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what's most important. And we got to take care of this country.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, are you wearing your Make America Great hat over there?
What now?
Are you wearing your Make America Great again?
Yeah, and guess what? No blowback.
Well, I wouldn't.
No blowback.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, you know, they want to make England great again too, right?
They're more civilized.
All right, I gotta let you go, and you can have fun with the civilized folks, and we'll talk to you on the weekend.
All right, take care. See you Saturday.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, and he's over in England driving around. He's going to be going to Ireland, he tells me. That's part of what's on his itinerary. And we're going to get some reports from what it's like to talk to the folks in Ireland. That might be a little different when you get a hold of the Irish Catholics versus the folks there in jolly old England. All right, I'll be right back, and I've got something we'll be talking about with an Iraq war veteran if everything works right. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A group of 24 Republicans managed to derail the House impeachment inquiry. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise led a group of Republicans into the secured room where the impeachment inquiry was being conducted.
We actually wanted to hear the witness. And instead, when he left, Adam Schiff threatened us.
New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski called the Republicans' move a pathetic stunt.
Every single member is going to have to face themselves in the mirror.
Critics say the president's action caused the crisis in northern Syria. But now the president says the U.S. got Turkey to agree to a permanent ceasefire, and he defended his decision to pull U.S. troops out of the region.
Countless lives are now being saved as a result of our negotiation with Turkey, an outcome reached without spilling one drop of American blood.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce. We're going to get to our guests in just a second, but I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Don't forget to check them out, freedomboatclubtampabay.com or 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And right now I want to go right to the telephone lines and welcome a veteran who served in the U.S. Navy in Afghanistan, Will Ruger. And Will, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Now, you are the Vice President of Research at the Charles Koch Institute. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, and you've been doing a lot of things. You've been watching a lot of stuff that's going on. Part of what you've been doing, part of your research, is the fact that you've been watching Syria, the future of the ceasefire agreement between Turkey and the Kurds, the economic sanctions on Turkey, which have all been lifted. The U.S. is no longer supposedly going to be policing the world. That's according to the president from yesterday. But let's talk a little bit about how we got into Syria to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems about how we got involved is that the United States has played an outsized role in the Middle East for a long time relative to its own interests, which is not to say that the United States hasn't had interests in the region, and we do. I mean, one important one is to make sure that there are no significant long-term disruptions to global oil supply in that region. But rather than just making sure that we keep sea lanes open there, and making sure that there's essentially a balance of power in the region. Instead, we've actually got involved with these regime change wars. And so the war in Iraq really was the debacle that set off an entire chain of events that, rather than stabilizing the region, which was one of the ideas behind it, has actually destabilized the region and has allowed all these, you know, groups really to kind of pop up, particularly after Saddam Hussein was removed. And that's really led to a lot of these problems we see. And again, this is one of the reasons why we really need to rethink American foreign policy, because it hasn't been working for the last 30 years. Rather than, you know, kind of creating regimes that are in our image, creating greater stability, advancing American interests, it's done the opposite on all three of those fronts.
Well, you're right, and many have been critical of President Trump's sudden pull out of Syria, but long before this president came into office, Barack Obama allowed Syria to go from a revolution to a long and lethal civil war. And I'll explain. His CIA spent over $1 billion in funding and training Syrian rebels to that end. And we didn't know that some of the Syrian rebels we were training, well, maybe we did, were actually Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you look at this conflict in Syria, I mean, clearly Assad is not a good figure. This is a guy who's committed all kinds of atrocities in that region during the civil war. It's been a pretty brutal civil war. But the question really you always have to ask yourself is, what is America's interest in this? Because when you send troops into harm's way, you have to be able to look parents in the eye when you're sending their kids downrange and say, this is actually going to make American people safer. And getting into a multi-sided civil war that really didn't connect up with our economic interests or our safety was not necessary. Now, one thing is that when it comes to ISIS, which is another part of this conflict, we did have interests in making sure that there was not an establishment of an Islamic caliphate, a kind of physical caliphate in the region. But that's a lot different than the things you're talking about, in which we've actually tried to engage ourselves on one side of a civil war, which has really, again, not been the right way to go forward, and it's been very expensive and not very effective.
Yeah. Well, we did, of course, go in there, and we did get rid of ISIS's territorial caliphate. None of the remaining actors in the Syrian civil war actually have an interest in allowing ISIS to reemerge. Certainly, Iran doesn't want them around. They're not doing any benefit to Assad if they come around, because a lot of what got started to begin with was the Al-Qaeda in the Iraq movement that got chased out of Iraq and wound up, some of them, going to Syria, some of them to Jordan. They regrouped, and a lot of them were former Iraqi military officers. Like, I forget the guy's name, but he had the red hair and the beard and all that stuff. He was one of Saddam Hussein's henchmen, who was one of the ringleaders to begin with. And then you had that other guy, Al-Awlaki, or whatever his name was, when we finally got rid of him, that was in charge.
Well, again, I think it goes back to what I said before, that we want to be a lot more careful about getting involved in these places around the world, these conflicts that we don't have a lot of understanding, that when you make changes, when you destabilize a region, when you upset that apple cart, then you can get a lot of unintended consequences that flow from that that aren't in our best interest. And this is why I think, really, again, back to the idea that we need to rethink how we're engaging. And I think President Trump has been smart to talk about ending these endless wars. Now, I'd like to see better care, you know, follow through on this. I don't think that the United States ought to keep troops in Syria. The other thing that's really rich about this is that Congress has been critical of the president for taking troops out of part of a conflict that they never actually authorized our troops to be there in the first place.
Right.
They're abrogating their constitutional responsibilities to authorize the use of force. So those troops shouldn't even be there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, as an Iraq, as Afghanistan veteran, there's an organization called the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association. They've taken a very strong stance that it's time to bring our troops home, not only from the Middle East, but also from Afghanistan, because God knows we've tried in Afghanistan, and I know that I don't know what else we can do over there. Do you?
Well, you know, Afghanistan is a case in which we actually did need to get into that in 2001.
Sure.
It was authorized by Congress the right way. We needed to decimate al-Qaeda. We needed to punish the Taliban, and we needed to kill or capture bin Laden. And we had, and you know, one thing that President Obama did that was positive was to greenlight that mission that did end up in the killing of bin Laden. It's one of the rare successes of his foreign policy. But then what happened is that the mission crept further and further away from the goals that were necessary and more to these idealistic ends of remaking Afghanistan, trying to create a situation in which American values could re-embrace there and spread. And it was noble, it was well-intentioned, but this is one of the problems of idealism, right? A lack of realism led to this mission creep, and we didn't have a strategy, and it wasn't really possible given what's happening and the nature of Afghanistan. I mean, this was not a place that was going to be remade anytime soon in our image. There's all kinds of problems there, and we got into these fights that, again, weren't necessary. And so we should have been home long ago from Afghanistan. And now the president realizes that and wants to end this war there, or end our participation even more than just ending the war, because this conflict could go on for a long time. And we don't really have a kind of sustained set of interests that are worth spending more blood and treasure on there. And so it's right to kind of pull these out. And I think that's realized across the spectrum. I mean, the question is how you do it. And Ambassador Khalilzad is trying to find a way out. But the fact is we need to get out. We should just withdraw because it's in our interest.
Well, we've got about a minute left, Will. And, folks, I'm speaking to Will Roger. He's a U.S. Navy veteran of the war in Afghanistan. He's currently the vice president of research at the Charles Koch Institute. Okay, I'm putting you in charge of the government, putting you in charge of the military. What do we do, Mr. Will Kroger?
Well, first of all, you have to have a strong national defense second to none. We need to have a great Navy, Air Force, Army, Marine Corps. We do. We need to continue that. But we need to use it more prudently around the world. And that means staying out of these endless wars in the first place and then getting us out of these. The other thing is not increasing the commitments we have to other countries that don't make sense for our safety. I mean, expanding NATO like we're talking about this week when it comes to North Macedonia, we're talking about Georgia or Ukraine, those are not places that actually improve our position, but they actually add commitments that make it more likely we could get into a war with a country like Russia, particularly when it comes to Georgia or Ukraine. So I'd really try to stop that and then focus on making sure that we have the kind of Navy and the kind of Air Force that can command the global commons to protect our freedom of navigation. And then also definitely keeping an eye on the rise of China, but not becoming too threat inflationary or threat deflationary when it comes to that great power. That's kind of a first shock.
Well, Will, thank you very much for a great interview. We've enjoyed talking to you. I've already got several comments and compliments over here about your discussion, and I look forward to talking to you again perhaps another time. So stay low.
Absolutely. Be happy to come back. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. That's Will Luger, everybody, and a very knowledgeable young man, Afghanistan war veteran, U.S. Navy veteran from Afghanistan. Now, I will be back with more. We're going to be right back with the beach and boating forecast, and we're going to wrap things up here. Final segment coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back, everybody. This final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, hello to my Charlotte, Manatee, Sarasota County friends. This message is for you. Do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active military? Are you a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? How about a 911 dispatcher? Tired of the big box store approach to your eyes? You know, get you in the door and out the door as fast as possible, and maybe the glasses fit, maybe they don't. Maybe they're what you went to get, maybe they're not. They upgraded you. How'd you like some personal attention with all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, I got a great solution for you. It's called Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-444-7984. You'll speak with Diana Reason. She's the licensed optician, and she can take care of all of your eyeglass needs. Now, you got one of those ads from one of those big box stores, bring it along with you. She'll meet or beat any advertised price that you've got from one of the big box stores. Bring the ad along with you. Now, Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes, because Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business. And they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you all get a discount on your eyeglasses if you're a veteran or first responder. Now, stop by today. Say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. And they did a great job helping me, let me tell you. I was having problems, and they corrected it. All righty, time for the beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, today, Thursday, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's going to be a little bit breezy out there on the water. We'll have increasing clouds as the day goes along, possibly a shower later on in the day. Winds will be out of the east. They're going to start out at 10 to 15 miles an hour. This afternoon, we'll have some higher gusts up around 20. And the seas will be 2 to 4 feet most of the day with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature right now is 81 degrees. The bay water temperature, 82 degrees. We had our high tide at 12:32 a.m. And we just had our low tide a little bit ago, 5:30 a.m. So right now, things are at the low end of the spectrum. And I want to tell you that the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the one that always brings you our beach and boating forecast. Now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you'll have access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, many of you listening to me right now around the country have a Freedom Boat Club in your backyard because they have 185 locations which are located in the USA, 3 in Canada, and 2 in France. Yep, I said France, parlez-vous français. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has ports with 28 right here in the Tampa Bay area. 2 more coming soon. Another one rumored to be coming in Gainesville. Go Gators! Oh, man, go up there to see the football game or a basketball game at the UF. And guess what? You can hop on a boat and have a good time afterwards or beforehand, whatever. Now, everybody joining the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right now gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 for a total one-time discount of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. You just pay the balance due, and boom, you're on your way. After that, you get a monthly bill. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. That's all 185 here in the U.S., 3 in Canada, and the 2 in France. So go to Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, and give them a call today at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, because it's going to open the door wide open to a lot of great adventures out on the water. Now, the president said, his words, not mine, we're getting out. Let someone else fight this long, blood-stained sand. Now, in doing so, he said the job of our military is not to police the world. Our nations must step up and do their fair share. Today's breakthrough is a critical step in that direction. Now, Trump said he would bring our soldiers home from Syria, but then he recalibrated and his administration plans to shift more than 700 to western Iraq. Those troops, however, do not have permission to stay in Iraq permanently. And Iraq's defense minister said that the troops will leave the country more than likely within the next 4 weeks. Now, earlier in October, the president ordered the bulk of the approximately 1,000 U.S. troops in Syria to withdraw after Turkey's president told President Trump in a phone call that Turkish forces were set to invade northeastern Syria. Turkey's goal was to push back the U.S. allied Kurdish fighters, and Turkey viewed the Kurds as terrorists, as an ever-present threat along its southern border with Syria. So they wanted them out of the region. Now, the Turks and the Kurds don't get along. They've been fighting for over two decades. So the Kurds pulled back to live to fight another day, as they say, I guess. Pulled out of two villages right there in that region. Cleared the area, which should make the Turks fairly happy. And in the meantime, the Russians have moved into the area. The Turks are also moving into the area. And Syria is not very far behind. Now, as far as what's going to happen, nobody knows. As far as whether or not this ceasefire remains to be permanent, we don't know. But if Turkey flares up again and goes after the Kurds, they know that the sanctions are coming right back on them harder than a hammer. And they know that they will, once again, lose out. They'll be on the short end of the stick. So think about that for a second. How does that play into the grand scheme of things? Well, it's a start. Is it a solution? Not hardly. But, as you just heard my guest talk about the area and the region, as you heard Denise Simon talk about it, as you heard Ron Edwards talk about it, he's over in England, and he gave us what the English were thinking about it, which, believe it or not, wasn't all that great, or that terrible. From what I could hear, wasn't all that terrible. And we want to thank Will Ruger for coming on the program. And again, to find out more about him, go to the Charles Koch Institute. His name is Ruger, R-U-G-E-R, Will Ruger, an Afghanistan vet, U.S. Navy, was in country for 13 months, so he tells me. Now, wrapping out the show this Thursday, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's offers things that the big box stores can't give you. Installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, they'll come to you, or you can come to them. Because you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out there riding around, that's probably Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call today, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. They're very good people. They definitely will take much better care of you than the folks in the big box stores. Believe me when I tell you. All righty. Here comes the music. That means that we gotta boogie on out of here. And I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with a lot more stuff to talk about. Frank Silvato's coming in tomorrow. And Denise will have some more stuff about the Middle East and whatnot. And, of course, we'll be talking a lot of politics. By the way, November 14th, I'm going to be one of the speakers at the Republican Executive Committee meeting, November the 14th. Looking forward to that. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America. See you.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.